Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. It's common to hear people, even Christians, talking as though faith is a matter of uncertain opinion. They say real knowledge comes from science or reason. But faith is to believe something you can't really know, as if faith is not based on real, certain knowledge. But actually, of all the knowledge we have, faith is the most certain. All our other knowledge comes from fallible human sources. It comes through our senses. Plus our proofs and our records, these can all be mistaken. But faith comes from God, who can neither lie nor be mistaken. The knowledge that comes from God through Jesus is the most reliable, most certain knowledge there is. And faith is not believing something you can't really know. Faith is to trust God and to trust that what He tells us is absolutely true. And if it's true, well, we should act on it. Otherwise, we didn't believe Him in the first place. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's a basic principle, which we all live by, which says that the certainty of belief is in proportion to the credibility of the witness. If a witness is shown to be truthful and accurate, we feel justified in placing a high degree of confidence in what they say. If, on the other hand, a witness is a known liar, or just an opinionated windbag, we won't put any confidence in what they say. That's why in court cases, lawyers try so hard to discredit witnesses, because they know that if they can disprove the credibility of the witness, they can dismiss everything the witness says. Again, that's all just to show that the certainty of our belief is in proportion to the credibility of the witness, which means that a supremely credible witness, God, who is truth himself, implies that we should be supremely certain of what he tells us. People make mistakes and tell lies. God doesn't. So our faith in what he has revealed should be absolutely certain. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we can be absolutely certain in our faith, but that doesn't mean we understand it completely in all its details. Of course, we should always be trying to understand our faith better, but with faith, we are talking about knowledge about God and all the complexity of human life and salvation. So there will always be more than we could ever know perfectly. It's an ocean we can never drink dry. But that shouldn't bother us, though. There are plenty of things where we know that they're true without knowing every detail how they're true. We know that the airplane stays up in the air. That's really all I'm interested in. And in fact, we're willing to bet our lives on it. But most of us don't really know exactly how the airplane, that huge, heavy piece of metal with hundreds of passengers, how does it stay up there? So we can accept with a fully confident faith that God is three persons in one nature, or that God's providential plan will triumph over all evil and injustice, notwithstanding all the awful things that happen in the world, even if we don't exactly know how that will take place. After all, we get on the plane, despite our ignorance, because we have trust in the knowledge of the pilot and the engineers who designed the airplane and the maintenance people who kept it in good order. We have trust in their knowledge, despite our own lack of understanding of what flying or designing or maintaining an airplane involves. So, why would we not show the same respect for God? Why should we not trust in His knowledge, even if every aspect of the faith isn't always totally clear to us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's important to remember that only a very prideful, very ignorant person always puts their own knowledge above what more knowledgeable people tell them. For instance, if a teacher corrects a child's answer on a math problem, it would be ridiculous for the child to say, "No, I stand by my answer to the problem. I refuse to accept any authority other than the results of my own reason." The kid should just admit that his teacher probably knows more math than he does, and he should go back to his problem and try to figure out where his reason went wrong. Or if that same kid was in a science class and the teacher told him that the earth is both rotating and revolving, it would be absurd for the child to say, "Well, no, my experience of the world tells me that the world stands still. What you're saying doesn't match my experience, so I don't accept it." His rejection just says that he hasn't understood science, and if he wants to understand the science, he should be more docile, more receptive. So too, it may appear that certain aspects of our Catholic faith are hard, at least at first, to reconcile with our reason and our own personal experience. But if we trust God, then we should be docile and receptive and work at understanding that teaching better. If we do, we'll learn how true our faith is and how far from contradicting reason and experience. In fact, the Catholic faith turns out to be the most reasonable and relatable to all worldviews. Why? Because it's the truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As a final point, remember that if faith is certain, because it's knowledge that comes from God himself, then we should never suffer the temptation to lose our faith by scandal. Yes, it is sad when a Catholic, especially a parent or a priest or a bishop, loses the faith or acts reprehensibly. But remember, our faith was never based on them in the first place. Or if it was, then it was misplaced. Faith is based on God's testimony. And our confidence in God comes from a prayerful relationship with Him. Trust in everyone else, including in every other Catholic, is always provisional and incomplete, because those people, like us, are always imperfect. Faith based on God, however, remains certain and unshakable, and that's the faith we're called to have. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what was surprising, or what was not surprising about this meditation?
Well, not to peek behind the curtain, but I can't say any of it surprised me. I just read this one. No, but I was struck by that last point and the importance of it, especially in this day and age. I feel like so many people, their faith is very dependent on the example of others, and innately, no one we know is going to be perfect unless you happen to know a saint, which, good for you, that's awesome. That's a good person to ground your faith on. But it can't be the... It's good to have anchors, but it's not the foundation. And it's hard because it's very natural for humans to trust others, rely on others, trust the opinions of others. But I think it's really, really important. Not that it's self-reliant, but it's reliant on God. Because we have to choose something, otherwise we get very, very existential. And I see so many people lose their faith because of a bad faith experience with someone else.
Those experiences genuinely happen, and they're tragic.
Oh, it's, I can't even say it's common, because common falls short of how frequent it is.
Yeah.
Because I think of even how often I've probably misrepresented the faith because I was a bit moody with someone that I only met once.
Yeah.
And that person thinks, I don't like Catholics. Catholics are kind of cold or callous.
Yeah.
But that's most people's experience of, oh, I don't believe in that faith because if that's what they believe and this is how they act, and this is the problem with scandal, but it's twofold. We should be upright and set a good example for other people and always be aware of that, but also be unshakable. Be unshakable in those two situations.
Oh, that's good. What was the... So give me the word for the first one. Second, we should be unshakable.
Upright.
Upright. I like that.
Upright and unshakable.
I like that. We need to be upright and unshakable. That's excellent.
Because it's... You do have a responsibility to others, but you also can't just... Every time something grates you kind of the wrong way, you feel that unease. It's something to sort through.
Yeah. Those are really two good poles to, or not poles to steer between, but two principles that we need to live by. Because, you know, you're kind of famous, so you have to be careful.
I wouldn't say famous, but I do have to be very careful. Because now I've met incredible young kids that come to our events and say... They listen very often, or their parents have said, oh, she really looks up to you. And it scares me to death, because it means... I really have to take this seriously, and I have to be very careful about what I say. But we all should.
Yeah.
We should all take it that seriously. And I think it's really good for me to realize that, because I have to be very careful with my words now and who I am, even when I think no one's watching. Because for one thing, God's always watching, but I never really know who's watching.
Yeah. It's so, you know, I had experience recently where I was driving somewhere and this person in front of me was so slow and I was getting so mad at them. And then we both pulled into this Catholic event.
Every time.
Yep. And got out together.
It's not the worst.
I get a really bad
example. But we should treat everyone that way.
Exactly. We? That was the whole point. That was the whole point.
We live in an era of anonymity. and it gets really dangerous, but we should treat it in the exact opposite way. Not that you should hand out your information to everyone, but you should treat it as if they're an individual, you're an individual, and you can see each other and you're aware of each other. As I always say, bird watching goes both ways.
but if we're, I mean, look at this. If we recognize how often we give bad examples, why are we so shaken when other people give bad examples?
That's exactly the principle. Because I know how many things I've done that I regret and I've completely changed my mind on.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't like that person because they did this once.
Right.
Whereas I have friendships that have really withstood that dissonance, where we've disagreed a lot and we've talked it out, or we just agree to disagree on certain things and we move on in conversation. And after years, I've talked with them and been like, oh yeah, well, I thought you, this is what you believe. And they're like, I don't believe that at all anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's what, I can't believe that I thought that, but I didn't die on that hill then and they grew and it would have been okay either way. But I realized in that, why is it so hard for us to realize that people change? And we better believe that. We better hope that, because
we change.
We ought to change.
Yeah. Yeah. I like these two principles.
Mm-hmm.
Say them again.
Upright and unshakable.
I forget the upright part because I don't want to be upright. Yeah, this is a good, this is a good resolution. This is a good resolution for today, that I try to be upright with everyone and unshaken by the way other people act.
Mm-hmm. And in doing that, you kind of give them more margin to be upright.
Exactly.
If you let them fall and you say, we're still friends, I still have respect for you, you still have dignity, they're more likely to be like, oh, okay, I can get up again.
It's true. It's kind of a hand up.
Mm-hmm. People give up if you just write them off.
Good point.
Well, thank you for that conversation.
Thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.